This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The final report for 2022 from the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics was positive for the country and for the Biden administration. They estimated that 159 million Americans were employed in December, which is an increase of 717,000 from the previous month. When we were talking about these good numbers on radio, I also added that the low unemployment numbers don't include the millions of workers who have dropped out of the labor force. When I say millions, I'm not exaggerating. As I've mentioned in a previous commentary, there are over 7 million men of prime working age between 25 and 54 who are not working, nor are they looking for work. These men are designated as NILFs, that is, not in the labor force. In fact, for every unemployed prime-aged American man looking for a job, there are over 4 not in the labor force, and that is not because there are no jobs. There are 11 million unfilled jobs. That works out to be nearly 2 open jobs for every unemployed man and woman in the U.S. Now, the common explanation for this phenomenon is that unfilled jobs are high-skilled jobs involving technical training. But major sectors of the economy are now open to applicants without any great skills other than the skill to show up on time and be willing to learn and to work. Now, part of the problem is policy. If you pay people not to work, we learn from the COVID benefits that people won't work. But even if you stop paying people not to work, many of them still do not go back to work. This became a test drive for universal basic income. Sadly, some of our policies have inadvertently disincentivized work. It is time to reinvigorate the biblical idea of a work ethic. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.